Welcome to On Tap Daily for June 2nd, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So yesterday, we talked a lot about consumer pressure and the middle market squeeze, and about AI becoming the mediator of product discovery. Today, I want to build on both of those threads with some genuinely important developments. Let's start with Walmart because their latest earnings data is painting a very clear picture of where retail competition is heading. Over 36% of Walmart's store-fulfilled deliveries now arrive in 3 hours or less. Their CFO, John David Rainey, said they can reach approximately 60% of the US population within 30 minutes. And here's the line that I think every merchant should internalize. Rainey said, quote, "Fast fuels frequency. When customers get deliveries faster, they come back more often." Fast delivery category sales at Walmart grew more than 50% year over year. Their Walmart Fulfillment Services units shipped same day or next day were up nearly 150%, and they hit 1 million drone deliveries last quarter. This is a retailer turning its 4,700 stores into fulfillment nodes and using speed as a primary growth lever. Now contrast that with JCPenney, which also filed financial results this week. Holiday quarter sales fell 8% to $1.9 billion. Net losses ballooned 77% to $113 million. Cash reserves dropped 67% to just $88 million. Global Data's Neil Saunders said the trajectory, which was gradually improving, has clearly reversed direction. Meanwhile, American Eagle reported that its core brand saw comparable sales drop 2%, dragged down by fashion misses in women's bottoms, but Aerie, their activewear sub-brand, surged 25%. The split personality performance continues to be the defining pattern in retail right now. The thread connecting all of these stories is that operational excellence, whether it's delivery speed, product relevance, or fulfillment flexibility, is no longer a back office concern. It is the primary competitive weapon. Speed is becoming a loyalty strategy in its own right. Shifting to the Magento and Hoover ecosystem, there was a notable coordinated release from Hoover Themes yesterday. They pushed 18 internationalization locale packages to version 1.4.0 in a single day. We're talking German, French, Spanish, Italian, Dutch, Polish, Portuguese, Brazilian, Korean, Ukrainian, Romanian, Bulgarian, Estonian, Latvian, Lithuanian, Danish, Catalan, and both Belgian and Swiss German variants. That's a significant synchronization event for merchants running Hoover across multiple markets. Version parity across locales is one of those things that doesn't sound exciting until you're managing a dozen European store views and your French translations are two versions behind your German ones. On top of the i18n releases, Hoover also shipped a Mageworks Advanced Product Options compatibility fix and a Shipper HQ checkout integration patch. Now let me connect back to the AI discovery conversation we've been tracking. There were two important pieces from the industry feeds that I want to highlight, both of which extend what we discussed yesterday, but from new and actionable angles. First, Practical eCommerce published a piece about Google's preferred sources status for AI answers. Websites flagged as preferred sources see increased visibility in AI-generated responses, more returning visitors, and greater trust from Google's systems overall. This is becoming the new organic search equivalent. Earning preferred source status in AI services is analogous to ranking on page one in traditional search. Second, and this is the one I'm most excited about, Search Engine Land published a deep piece on using schema markup to optimize for the agentic web. We talked yesterday about how AI search has moved beyond simple retrieval into agentic systems that reason and evaluate. Well, this piece gets practical about what that means for your technical implementation. Schema markup, structured data like product offer, FAQ and review schemas, is what allows AI agents to actually understand and act on your content programmatically. Without it, you're relying on the AI to infer meaning from unstructured text, and that's a much less reliable path to visibility. The article argues that in the agentic web, schema isn't just an SEO nice to have. It's the interface between your content and the AI systems that mediate discovery. If your product pages lack comprehensive schema, you're essentially invisible to the next generation of shopping agents. On the advertising side, there was also news about commerce media expanding beyond retail sites through demand gen integration. Brands can now use retailer first-party data to reach high-intent shoppers across YouTube, Discover, and Gmail. This is significant because it means retail media networks are no longer confined to the retailer's own properties. Your advertising can follow the shopper across Google's entire ecosystem, powered by the retailer's purchase data. For merchants who are also marketplace sellers, this creates interesting new targeting possibilities. Let me bring it all together. If yesterday's theme was about the convergence of consumer pressure, AI-mediated discovery and maturing tools, today's theme is about execution. Walmart is executing on speed. Hoover is executing on international readiness. And the schema markup and preferred sources developments are giving us the specific playbook for executing on AI visibility. The merchants who win aren't just the ones who understand these trends intellectually. They're the ones who ship the schema, update the locale packages, audit the delivery promise, and do the work. That's the gap between knowing and doing, and right now that gap is where competitive advantage lives. That's your on-tap daily for June the 2nd, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.